I'm going to go first and talk about bankruptcy. My attitude toward bankruptcy is reflected in the title. It says you need to keep up with developments in bankruptcy law even though you do not want to. I didn't take a bankruptcy course in law school because I didn't think I'd ever have to use it, and, well, that's not true. Like the exercise the judge had us do right after lunch, the reality of bankruptcy is there, and whenever there's a lending exercise, what a lender wants is simply to get through the process quickly, cheaply, and what the borrower usually wants is a cram down, which gives the borrower a great new deal going forward and some way to keep the property, keep its membership card in the Real Estate Developer Society, and go on down the road and make some money. So I've had to learn some bankruptcy. I'm going to talk about two of the cases the judge talked about, or didn't really talk about. The first one is the Transwest Resort case, which is a situation where a hotel owner bought two hotels, created two subsidiaries, each of which had a subsidiary. Excuse the complexity here. They got loans from Chase. Both deals went bad. All five entities, parent, sub, filed bankruptcy, and it was all consolidated, not substantially, not for substance, but for purposes of joint administration in a bankruptcy court out in Phoenix. The debtor tried to do a cram down, and one unsecured creditor of one, but not both, of the property owners approved the cram down. One of the debtors did not have any unsecured creditors. The only creditor it had was the bank that voted against the plan. So no creditor.